On today's show, Tesla's trying to find new ways to put butts in seats. An electric car manages to finish the Dakar rally. And Consumer Reports publishes a list of the cars people love and hate the most. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. In a politically charged decision, the EPA decided to keep the current standards for greenhouse gas emissions in place for 2022 through 2025. Automakers were hoping for some relief from those standards as consumers continue to show a preference for trucks and crossovers instead of hybrids and plug-ins. And for the first time that we're aware of, the EPA used what they call adjusted numbers to explain the agency's goals. Gina McCarthy, the EPA administrator, said the regulations would result in a fleet-wide fuel economy average of 36 miles per gallon in 2025. Today, the fleet average is about 25 MPGs. But prior to this, the EPA always used what they call unadjusted numbers in their press releases. That's where the 54.5 mile per gallon figure came from. It's kind of funny. When it was trying to impress environmentalists, the EPA used the 54.5 MPG number. Now that it's trying to convince automakers that it's easy to meet the standard, it's using the 36 MPG number. And now we're going to have to wait and see if the incoming Trump administration decides if it is going to weigh in on this issue. When most car companies need to sell more vehicles, they cut prices or put some cash on the hood. Tesla is taking a different approach. It created a referral program and is giving away cool prizes for owners who round up new Tesla buyers. They start off small. Two referrals will get you a Tesla roller bag. Five of them will get you a Powerwall. Seven referrals will get you an invite to the unveiling of the Model 3. And 15 referrals earn you a package that includes concierge service, VIP access to Tesla events, and a tour of the factory. We think this is a cool thinking-outside-of-the-box approach to selling more cars, but it also underlies the fact that Tesla continues to miss all of its sales targets and desperately needs to get more people to buy its cars. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
In case you're not a movie buff and not aware of this, a sequel to the Lego movie centered around the popular Batman character is coming out next month. To help promote the movie, Chevy teamed up with Lego to produce its very own Batmobile. But this is not your average scale model, it's life size. Nearly 7 feet tall, 17 feet long, and it weighs about 1,700 pounds because it features almost 345,000 Lego bricks. Chevy debuted the vehicle over the weekend at the Detroit Auto Show, but in case you can't see it in person, the Lego Batmobile is going to be featured in one of those Chevy's Real People, Not Actors ad campaign. Nissan recently restored its first diesel vehicle to finish in the top 10 of the Dakar rally. And now another company is also making history in the iconic endurance race. Spanish energy company Acciona is the first to finish the Dakar rally with an electric car. The team did not exactly set the pace of the race. It finished 57th overall, but it was its first finish in three different attempts. The EV uses six separate battery modules that provide 150 kilowatt hours of energy, and it powers a single 250 kilowatt electric motor. There's also a 100 watt solar panel mounted on the roof to provide a little extra juice. And a correction here. Last week, we reported that Fiat Chrysler broke the law with its diesel emission system. That was not correct. The EPA sent FCA a notice of violation. And an NOV, as they're called, is not a final EPA determination that the law was violated. It is a notice to an automaker that the EPA believes the law was violated. But it still allows an automaker, in this case FCA, to discuss its actions, including efforts to come into compliance. And that means we're going to have more to report on this situation in the very near future. Coming up next, Consumer Reports publishes its list of the most loved and the most hated cars.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Sales of the Nissan Titan full-size pickup had almost completely disappeared when the company decided to completely redesign the truck. It also added a medium-duty version, and the results are starting to pay off. Last year, sales of the Titan shot up 80%. The numbers are still small. It only sold about 22,000 Titans all year. And to put that in perspective, Ford sold more than 81,000 F-Series pickups just last month. But an 80% increase in sales is still a pretty good performance. And for 2017, Nissan's going to have both versions of the pickup on sale all year long. We've all owned vehicles that we loved and ones that we couldn't wait to get rid of. And with that in mind, Consumer Reports just compiled a list of the most loved and the most hated models in the market. The most satisfying vehicle is the Tesla Model S, followed by two Chevys that are polar opposites, the Corvette and the Volt. The Mazda Miata is the fourth most satisfying car, just beating out the Audi Q7. At the other end of the list, the Acura ILX is the least satisfying vehicle. It's followed by a couple of FCA products, the Jeep Compass and Dodge Dart, and two vehicles from Nissan round out the top five least satisfying vehicles, the Infiniti Q50 and the Nissan Pathfinder. So what we want to know is, do you agree with this list? And we would love to hear from you what your most hated and most beloved cars are. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.